This is episode number 2049 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, not like this is new news, but, you know, hey, why not? Because it's just, it's Free Britney. I'm sorry, it's hashtag Free Britney.
Hashtag Free Britney. So, hashtag.
You know, it's one of those national nightmares. You just gotta...
I thought you were gonna give me a shirt that said hashtag Free Britney. You told me you were gonna get one, and you did not get one. Now I'm feeling left out.
I was waiting for the next payday here, which doesn't come around.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
The fad's going to be over, and I'll be the last one on the block with a hashtag.
You know what? I probably have a Sharpie in my purse. If you can go grab me a t-shirt,
okay, I'll get one. I got a few. All right. Be right back.
It looks like the hashtag Free Britney movement has just taken a major turn on Tuesday.
Oh.
Jamie Spears all of a sudden filed to end Britney's conservatorship, like end it.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Not to withdraw from it. He says it should end it.
I think, didn't he say something like, she doesn't need a conservator anymore, she doesn't want one, so she doesn't get one, or something like that?
Well, it's all about, he says, well, if you let her hire her own attorney, then she can obviously make her own choices. So maybe he just said, well, she has a good lawyer, I'm not going to get paid anymore, so what the heck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He has ulterior motive.
So he this is like a quick thing.
Yeah, no, so, nobody was expecting this, not even her lawyer.
No, because Britney's attorney, Matthew Rosengart, is questioning the intent behind his decision.
Ooh, questioning. What do you think
that
is?
Well, it's such a out of character.
Abrupt.
Yeah.
It was abrupt. He's giving up $2 million a year in salary for being her conservator. So what's he going to do to replace?
Well, the attorney.
I can't even replace $20,000 a year worth of income. How's he going to replace $2 million?
I'm working on replacing 10 bucks. I'd be happy.
I mean, come on.
So she has a good attorney.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so daddy's scared, I think.
I think he should be.
So the attorney says, having exposed his misconduct and improper plan to hold his daughter hostage by trying to extract a multi-million dollar settlement, Mr. Spears has now effectively surrendered.
See, this is...
So that's strong language. Rosengart.
Remember, I like that word litigious. See, this is very litigious. Strong language he's using there. Because isn't he just accusing daddy of, you know, being bad and abusing this whole thing?
Well, Rosengart, he also suggested that Mr. Spears' sudden call to end the conservatorship may be to avoid accountability.
Uh-huh. See.
Yes.
I'm on the right track. I know I'm sniffing it out.
So as far as what you're saying about conservatorship abuse.
I should be a lawyer.
Help us all. Now, alleged documents from conservatorship abuse.
Yeah.
Because hear this, John.
I'm listening.
Alleged documents from a past hearing. Well, they suggest that Jamie Spears would be responsible for, paying a little bond of a little $47 million.
Oh, jeez.
If he's found guilty of conservatorship abuse.
Wow. Hope he saved his money.
$47 million.
Hope he saved his money. Yeah, he's not.
Nah, he didn't.
He didn't. You know what? The good news is Britney can finally have kids.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how old is she? Like 38 or something?
She's 39.
39.
She's got to get busy.
Wow, jeez.
Biological clock. There you go. Well, we'll watch that story. We'll watch it just go right down the drain.
Do you remember Jennifer Lawrence getting married?
No. She married?
Back in 2019.
Really?
I think I remember in the back of my mind somewhere, but I don't really. Anyway.
Somebody call Amy Schumer. You know, they're best buds.
They are. Anyway,
Amy Schumer got married.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Jennifer Lawrence, because I know they're like twins. You know, so I think that's kind of the deal. I think of Amy Schumer, total block, middle block about J-Law.
Anyway, J-Law's going to be a mommy.
She's going to be a mom. This is a long ways to get to that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to prolong that. Wow. She's going to... Well, at least she's married.
Anyway,
not that that has anything to do with anything.
It doesn't. I'm a love child. I turned out okay.
I mean, well, yeah. Well,
anyway, I know that's debatable.
That's debatable.
All right. So Cook Maroney is the husband. I have no idea who Cook Bernie is.
I don't think he's any,
but he's Mr. Lawrence.
Famous, but he is, yeah, for now.
Yeah, according to, all the news was confirmed yesterday.
And her baby daddy.
Yeah. So back in 2016,
uh-huh.
Jennifer, she made it clear she would love to start a family, and this was an interview with Glamour.
How old is she? She's like 31, right?
Is she that old?
Yeah, now? I think she's 31. Yeah.
I don't know, but she imagined having children, that her life would just be complete.
Oh, of course. Children make your life complete. A complete and utter hell.
If my mom had ever looked at me and said...
Depends on the day. But yeah, it's complete.
You make you right. complete me, I would say, you need to get a life.
You had me at hello. She's
she
having
is.
A baby.
Oh, that's
what
the worst.
A lovely
oh
way to say how much you love me. Have my baby.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
That is a horrible song.
Of course, you make a horrible Paul Anka. But if
hey,
you ever,
speak for yourself.
If you ever want to have or hear a really just... hear a song that should never have been recorded.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah,
Paul
that's
Anka,
the one.
She's having my baby.
Yeah,
and we don't diss music.
Yeah, but we do that one.
Wow, that's yeah. The first time I heard it, I was just like stunned.
Yeah, anyway.
I know. You just cringe.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, you know who else is pregnant?
Oh, there's more. But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
I don't know who's pregnant.
John Mulaney.
Yeah, super funny guy.
Super funny guy.
SNL.
He went to rehab. We worried he would never be funny again.
No.
He got out of rehab.
Yeah.
What did he do then?
What did he do?
What did he do? You know what he did when he got out of rehab.
He left his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't that long ago.
No.
Now, who visited him in rehab?
Olivia Munn. They're a thing. Are you
they're
telling me Olivia Munn is preggers?
She's going to be
she's
a
got
mommy.
A bun in the oven? Oh, my God.
She's got a little Mulaney bun. So I'm thinking that
well,
they were...
Well, that tells a lot of story
yeah.
right there.
Boy, well, the yeah, fact like, that she was seeing him in rehab, I think yeah, there was something going on beforehand,
that's
just me.
That's a lot of story right there.
So, yeah. You know, we all know Kylie
well,
Jenner's pregnant.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we do know.
Yeah.
Did she know?
Well, she actually did a little YouTube.
Did
and
she?
This is the only time I'm going to say something nice about Jenner, probably.
Well, okay.
And actually really is super sweet.
Aw.
I watched it twice.
You know who's super sweet? Halle Berry. That's who.
Halle Berry is who you should have the voice on your iPhone. Instead of like the Australian or English accent.
That. We should look into
it. It needs to be the Halle Berry accent.
And I could say, hey, Halle, instead of hey, Siri. I like it. I like it a lot.
And then you could tell her what name to call you.
Stalker. Should just call stalker. Me Stalker. More Who Cares tomorrow. Stalker. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.